Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah reportedly refused to visit the White House earlier this year in protest of U.S. policy in the Middle East. Some Middle East analysts believe that marked a turning point in Arab attitudes regarding the escalating Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Professor Shibli Tohami at the University of Maryland monitors developments in the Arab world. He commissioned an opinion survey of Arab populations in five countries.
You have Egypt, which is the most populous Arab state, clearly a force in terms of public opinion. Saudi Arabia, which obviously is important, a leader in the Gulf and important for oil. You have two other Gulf states, and you have Lebanon, which is something of an unusual state because of its history with the Palestinians and history with Israel. So it was a very interesting sampling, but it also, in terms of total population, it was a very large size.
And what did you learn?
A number of things were learned about the relationship between the media and the political attitudes in the region. But one of the most important questions that I asked directly, which obviously is on the minds of a lot of people, is how important the Palestinian issue is personally to the public. Is it the single most important issue? Is it in the top three? Is it in the top five? Is it not in the top five? And it was a rather stunning result, I think. In four of the five countries, roughly around 60% of the public saying it is the single most important issue to them personally. And another 20% or so said it's in the top three. So you had about 85% in those four countries saying that it was in the top three most important issues to them. And that, surprisingly, included Kuwait. And I say surprisingly because Kuwait has had a troubled relationship with the Palestinians since the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait back in 1990. And it was rather remarkable that public opinion there really is very comparable to public opinion in places like the United Arab Emirates, Lebanon, and Saudi Arabia. Egypt was more remarkable. The results showed that 79% of the Egyptian public said that this is the single most important issue to it. This is remarkable, especially given that Egypt was the first state to make peace with Israel because it's been accused in the Arab world of selling out on the Palestinian issue. So in that regard, it's really quite a surprising result. I think one has to put this in perspective, certainly. It doesn't mean that it's more important than getting food on the table for the families. But it does indicate that there is a major psychological concern with this issue that no government in the region can ignore at this time.
So the leaders of these countries are right to be involved, to speak out, and try to do something about this.
Well, they certainly seem to know what the public is asking them to do. And it's not a surprise, therefore, when you look at what transpired in the past a few weeks when the Middle East media reported that Crown Prince Abdullah of Saudi Arabia refused to visit the White House protesting U.S. policy toward the Palestinians. And that instantly made him a hit in the Middle East media. He's suddenly a popular man in the Arab world. This indicates that his own public, specifically actually in Saudi Arabia, 63% to be exact, said that this is the single most important issue to them personally. So clearly he is pleasing his public in acting this way, and I think most other leaders are doing the same.
And there would be implications for the United States, much less Palestinians and Israel.
The foreign policies of these states is going to be in part affected by this public opinion, and I think especially if there's an escalation on the Palestinian-Israeli front, I think it'll also affect the domestic politics. There's no question that these publics put pressure on governments. That doesn't mean that governments are going to do things that the public is demanding. Every government wants to survive, and it has to address both its international concerns and its domestic concerns.
Shibli Tohami is an Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland.